Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
2. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a message series titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus, speaking specifically about the parable of the unjust steward. Today he shares the first lesson we can learn from this parable. Let's join in.
So what are the lessons that we can learn from the parable of the unjust steward? Like I said, it's two of them. The first lesson is that it takes wisdom to be able to create money and handle money efficiently. That's why God commended him. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. So in this story, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the unjust steward, there are four characters in this movie. The first character is the rich father in the prodigal son. The second character is the prodigal son's senior brother. The third character is the prodigal son himself. The fourth character, the main character, let's say, assuming that even that man who was wasted is the same father, because they play the same role. The fourth one will be the unjust steward. Now, when you look at all of them, the four of them, you will realize that the way they interacted and the way they handled money was different. But Jesus said, the first lesson is that wisdom is needed to create and also to maintain finances or money. The children of this world are in their generation. In other words, even unbelievers, sometimes they are wiser than the children of light, than believers. So whether you are a believer or unbeliever, Jesus said, when it comes to finances, wisdom is the main thing that creates it and maintains it, both for believers and unbelievers. Wisdom is what does it. Then Jesus said, unfortunately, it looks as if that sometimes the unbelievers have more wisdom than the children of light. They rather see it as if they don't have wisdom. Now, if you look at this man, the unjust steward, I think he was a very wise guy. He was about to be sacked. And when he sat down, you see, there were people owing his Lord. Maybe he was working in his Lord's business, like somebody working for you in your shop or in your business or whatever, and he has lost money. So you're about to sack him. And he knew he was going to be sacked. So as he was sitting down thinking, he said, listen, I'm about to be sacked. So financially, what wise moves can I make so that when I am sacked, the impact is not too much? So he sat down and he started thinking. He said, digging, I cannot dig. Where I've reached, he said, I can't dig. I mean, my age, my status in society, maybe even his wife, the chop money, the school fees. He said, ah, digging cannot solve this problem. Then he said, look, begging too cannot solve the problem because I'm even too shy to beg. So as he was sitting now, he wanted to find a way that will kind of help everybody. So he came up with a plan to give a discount because the people were not going to pay the money anyway. He too was about to be sacked. So he said, okay, let me create a win-win situation for everybody. My boss will win. The people who owe my boss, they also will win. I will win. So everybody will kind of benefit a little bit from this deal. So he decided to give a discount. So when he approached the Lord's debtors, and he said, I will give you 50% discount or some discount. Of course, they had decided not to pay. But because of the discount, they decided to pay at least part of the money. So this one paid 50 measures of oil. The other one paid 80. Of course, 20. So 80 measures of wheat. So he suddenly had this money. So with this money, at least he could give his boss part of the money. And more importantly, he was also thinking that when I do that, I will buy the people's favor because I've given them discount. So when they sack me and I'm out of my job, when I approach them for help, they will help me because I've also helped them before. You understand me? It's a good place to put them together for Jesus. So that's how he was thinking. That how can I maneuver? A typical charismatic Christian will instantly resort to all-night prayers that this problem will be solved. And not think even once. Mokabashita kabozonde bakabori and that. He said, the witches in the village have destroyed all your finances, so you are casting away the witches. It's true, they are witches. There are demons. But wisdom plays a very large part when it comes to finances. So the man didn't pray. He didn't go for all night. I'm not saying don't go for all night, don't pray, don't read your Bible. No. But everything has its place. The man was very wise. So he sat down and he found a solution that benefited everybody. Then in verse 9, Jesus said, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Everlasting means something that continues. So Jesus said, listen, ask for money, make it your friend. Don't make money your enemy, make it your friend. Because you are going to need it. Because sometimes things will fail. Something will go wrong. You can lose your job. You can lose your health. You can lose your car. You can have some challenges. Then Jesus said, when you fail, look, there's one thing about money is that sometimes when you fail, money itself can save you on earth. Not only on earth. Also, when it comes to eternal things, money can save you. That's why sometimes you give an offering. When the centurion servant was dying, it was an offering that saved him. They said, he loveth our nation and he has built us a synagogue. So the man's health was failing. But the thing that saved him was the offering and the money that he had given. So Jesus said, both on earth and even in heaven, money can help you to succeed and not fail and support you. So this man, that was his plan. So his plan also worked beautifully. Because when you have helped people and you have found favor in their eyes, I always say favor is the highest currency that is known to mankind. Because it can buy anything from the tangible to the intangible. From the spiritual to the natural, favor can buy it. So when you win somebody's favor, the person can give you money. The person can give you a house just because of favor. You have not worked, but you have helped the person in so many ways. So sometimes even as a pastor, you know, this year, there was a family. All of them, they don't give birth. They're about five. So last year, one of them came to see me and told me the story. He said, listen, in our family, we have four siblings. Nobody gives birth. So he told me about his sister. Now listen, pray for my sister that God will bless my sister with a child. So I took a bottle of anointing oil and I prayed over it. Shortly after this year, the sister gave birth. Yeah, a family, nobody gives birth in the family. You see, I didn't work for the man, but because of what happened, right, what I get from him is not money, favor. So this year, I needed him to do something. So I called him. As soon as I called him, he said, prophet, within the next 1 hour, wherever I am, I'm coming from that place, you will see me. What was bringing the guy? Favor. That's why I said, it's the highest currency known to mankind. The man was very grateful. If I were to call him this morning and say, I need 5,000, don't you think he'll give it to me? Oh, he will. If I'm to call him right now this morning, I say, I need 5,000. Oh, he will. So this man, he also, you know, decided, look, let me purchase favor. Because it's a very powerful thing. So Jesus said, look, this man is a very wise man. So even in our financial dealings, if you are a wise person, it's not every money that you fight for. You are a plumber. Somebody calls you to his house. Instead of mentioning the price that goes with the job, you mention your children's school fees for the job. How? You see, when you do that, you begin to lose favor. And it can even cost you more. Why? Because you see, a single door leads to another door, leads to another door, leads to another door. So sometimes the person that you are working for, who are giving you that small job, if you win his favor, you'll be surprised. He will recommend you to some huge project. But you are just seeing that one little job. That's what makes for favor very important. So Jesus said, this guy is a very wise man, because even with the money, he decided to invest in favor. Favor. He said, when I fail, he said, they will receive me into everlasting habitations. So the man did a lot of thinking, a lot of analysis. A good name is better than great riches, and loving favor than silver and gold. So the first lesson is that, Lord, ask for money. It takes wisdom to create it and to maintain it.
Thank you for joining us. Today, we learned that it takes wisdom to create and maintain wealth. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of blood cancer. It said, dear prophet, I had a friend who was diagnosed with blood cancer and was given 3 months to live. I encouraged my friend for prayer, and you prayed for my friend. And after your prayer, my friend started getting better and better and better and better. Now, to the glory of God, my friend is healed and is normal. She's now lived close to 1 year, although she was given only 3 months to live. She's alive, strong, and doing very well. I want to give God the praise. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's a wonderful testimony. Cancer of the blood healed.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT. Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.